The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rott.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. Warm out there. It's Rob and Suk, your sports bros.
Sodded.
I'm Rob Big Suk right over there.
Right here.
Look at him. We have Oregon's freshwater muscle guy coming in on the text line.
Really?
Did you see that?
Is he in favor of this new
Daffy Duck
raft?
So he says. So we were talking during the in the news seggies about the fact that Oregon has passed permitting fees for watercraft under 10 feet,
aka kayaks, paddleboards, floaties.
Yes,
which to me just seems of all the cheap ass ways to save a buck, or I guess to make a buck, you're going to tax families on $10 floaties in any waterway? Get bent.
Well, here is the flip side of why they did this, because we said the money goes to protect against invasive mussels.
Yeah, can't have that.
Yeah, like the Liver King's going to be showing up paddleboarding on our...
He's been through it recently. You see what that guy's up to?
Boy, that son of a bitch.
I no, but I saw that there is a... is it the Untold series?
I watched it.
Is it good?
There's one of those, but more recently in the news, Joe Rogan has a restraining order against him.
He got arrested.
Well, Rogan says he's roided up, right?
Well, he
which
is.
Which he is.
He got, but he had the Liver King's like having a meltdown.
He was
like,
threatening to kill him, right?
Wait. Hold on. So the Liver King is that big muscled up guy who eats liver and he thinks he's, I don't know, he became like this Instagram sensation.
Yes.
But
he got exposed.
He was in prison, was he not?
No. He just got exposed because he was claiming that he got that way by eating liver. And someone leaked his emails. He was on $12,000 a month worth of HGH and steroids. He was on every substance known to man. So then his businesses kind of fell apart. And
businesses?
Yeah, well, he was selling supplements.
Okay.
And not the kind that he was.
And that's very unregulated, right?
Yes.
Like you can sell.
You can sell whatever you want. And so he basically just fell off. No one wanted anything to do with him. So he's trying to build a comeback. So he had that weird Netflix thing. I made it through about 25 minutes of it and was like, this is the dumbest thing ever. I'm done.
Yeah, it's the Untold series.
Yeah, it's like the Untold series.
It's only about an hour. I didn't click on it. I'm glad I talked to you about it.
It's such a bore.
Because he's not that interesting,
he's
right?
not at all. He's just a guy that he's really insecure and he took a F ton of drugs and sold everyone a bill of goods and he was a fraud. Well, I guess he freaked out and started posting weird Instagram messages about how he was coming to fight Joe Rogan. And he was challenging Joe Rogan to fights. And then he showed up like literally stalking Joe Rogan. He showed up in Texas like, I'm coming for you, Joe Rogan. Well, Rogan called the police. It was like, hey, dude, this guy's insane. And he's threatening me and he's showing up. He's around my city now. So he got arrested. And then he got a restraining order and the judge was like, okay, you know, knock it off. Then literally the day he got out of prison, he started posting more I'm coming to fight Joe Rogan stuff. He's in a bad spot. Like he's literally melted. Even Rogan came out and basically said he feels bad for him. He said the dude's like, he's
mental. But he knows that stuff's getting headlines. Like if you go after Joe Rogan, you're getting headlines.
Yeah.
That's what he wants, but right?
He will die of a massive coronary any moment now. Imagine what $12,000 a month in steroids and HGA is doing to your body.
Well, he certainly is jacked beyond belief.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anybody that looks at him. And I don't know anything about steroids, supplement, any of it.
He's on it all.
But you look at him and go, oh, he's roided up. Yes. Like bodies don't look that way.
Well, now he's all sweaty and disheveled and he
looks terrible.
He's in real bad shape.
So Oregon's freshwater muscle guy says, I listened to your show and I heard you talk about the paddleboard permits.
Yeah.
It's not about enforcement, It's about funding the program that monitors and responds to an aquatic invasion. Paddleboards are a major way they spread. Invasive mussels mess up dams and fisheries. We're trying to keep an infestation in Idaho from spreading here. $20 per year is about funding our program. By the way, you guys rock. Okay. Thank you.
How does my paddleboard spread an Idaho invasive mussel to Oregon?
Maybe
water?
It kicks up the mussels and it spreads their disease down the river. I don't know.
I don't know.
What? I don't know.
But look, I trust.
Yeah.
I trust Oregon's freshwater mussel guy.
Sure.
And I love that he listens.
Yeah, I don't want mussels to spread either, and I don't want some invasive species. But this, to me, is another example of our state just finds new and creative ways to nickel and dime you to death, and nothing good ever happens. And by the way, you said it as much. I'm calling it right now. Within a year, we will read about this invasive mussel species taking over. 100%. And we'll do nothing about it.
So if you want to fix it, just fund fixing it and let people do their paddleboards.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way, Buckley.
Well, it should.
Well, it's just the idea that that's
we need
who
new monies.
That's who you're going after. Is the idea that just like you go down to like St. John's, right? Ever to like one of those little parks? You go down here, like the dragon boat races, and you put in on a weekend on the lovely Willow Meadow with your little paddleboard, and you're out there for 45 minutes, and you're like, no, that's $20, dude. Kiss my ass. it's ridiculous. That is a ridiculous way to try to raise a few shekels. And you can't tell me that we don't have money in the budget. We just piss away the money that we do have.
All right. Coming up in the club, you've been wanting to stay in bed all day. I know you have.
I struggle with that.
Now we have a new way you can do that.
Ooh.
A man has invented a bed that will allow you to stay in it all day.
Can you do that?
And what?
Stay in bed all day?
No.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm the antsiest MF-er of all time.
Like, there's just...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I don't have that in me. I'm kind of jealous, but also, it's kind of sad the people that can.
But a lot of people... A lot of people saying, this guy has quite an invention.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, wrapping up fun with odds, we have the NBA over-under win totals here. Since 1993-94... there have only been 11 teams with win totals of 60 or more.
Ooh.
In the preseason.
Okay.
And they have coincidentally gone 8-3 to the under.
Mm.
So oftentimes when they say a team is going to win over 60 games, they do not.
Well, that's a lot of stinking games.
Well, Oklahoma City this year is the highest since the Durant Curry Warriors of 2018. They are at 62.5 wins.
So we had three teams last year that won 60 games or more. So, I mean,
By the way, that Durant Curry team, mm-hmm. they went 57-25, and that's the team that lost to...
No, that team won.
They did not.
So that's the team that, if that's they the Curry Durant team, they lost to...
They lost to the Raptors.
And that was the injuries. Klay Thompson went down, and then Kevin Durant went down.
So OKC, 62.5, that's way too high. That's way too high.
I mean, I know they won 68 games, but just there's no value in taking over 60.
Coming back off a championship, yeah. They will coast into the start of the season. And...
Exactly. You're one weird injury away, and Chet's always been, yeah, you don't okay. do that. Take the under.
Your Portland Trailblazers, Buck was wanting you to guess, because last year they were at 22.5.
Yeah.
And you guys bet the over.
Yeah, and they smashed it.
They won 36 games.
And the year before... was my big play, which was the under.
We were on the under the year before, which was great.
And you lost.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah.
This year, what do you think their number is?
So they didn't do much. They won 36 games last year. I'm going to say it is 35.5.
The Blazers over under win total for the next basketball season in Portland, Oregon, at Moda Center is 32.5. What do you think?
I'm inclined to take the over.
Over.
Inclined to take the over.
I think I would too.
I don't love it. I don't love it. They won 36 games last year, and they kind of pulled the cord at the end of that thing. I would assume another year of development. I don't love that. I don't think it's a playoff team, But I think you got to get only got to get to 33 wins.
That's right,
Buck. I think we
I think we play the over this year.
I think we roll on this one at 32. 32 and a half. I think I will place a wager on this. I'm going to take the over.
I think they can and should win more games than they did last year.
Yes.
And so even if they match last year, that's a win.
Yeah.
The Blazers are tied for the third biggest jump of any team. They are plus 10 wins year over year. So 22 and a half last year.
Sure.
32 and a half this year. That's the third biggest jump.
Yeah.
What an amazing knack they have for falling into the no lottery, no playoffs, no man's land.
Right?
I mean, they're incredible at it.
Wait to win 39 games and you know,
exactly.
40 games. You're like, oh, the improvement. You're like, whoa.
No
cool.
lottery. No.
Hey, we got
no
the ninth playoff. Pick this time.
Yeah. Kick biggest jump, Detroit.
Yeah.
Plus 21.
Oh, I can see that. Well, everyone thought Detroit has stunk for so many years. And then Detroit, even with a big injury, Detroit had a nice year, won 44 games last year.
So they're at plus 21, and then we have...
I bet you Boston took a bit of a... I bet you, yeah. Boston's the biggest dropper.
They're the second biggest dropper.
Okay.
So they are minus 14 wins. Who is first? Most...
Who is first?
Most...
Oh, maybe the Pacers? No, Halliburton?
Because people didn't think a lot about...
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't think a lot about him last year.
Not the Pacers.
A lot
of people are saying it's this team down in the desert.
Oh, the Suns.
That makes
the
sense.
The Suns. They're at minus 15 wins.
Yeah, everyone thought Phoenix was going to be good last year, and they were not.
And no one thinks they're going to be good this year, and they will not be.
They will not be.
And we have the lowest over-under win total for a team since the 2015 Sixers, and that would be your Utah Jazz.
Really?
At 18 and a half wins.
Boy, I might be inclined to just pound the over on that. 18 and a half?
Yeah, they might tank, though.
Ah, man. I mean, they tanked last year, and they still won 17. 18 and a half?
That's it.
You're going to win. You're going to win 19 games. You're going to stumble your way into 19 wins.
Who do they have? You're going to have to help me.
Well, they got Markkanen is their big guy.
Last year, they won 17.
Yeah. So, Markkanen's back. Yeah, they got Jusuf Nurkic, right? They got Clayton Jr. in the draft.
That's right. They got Nurk.
They got Ace Bailey in the draft.
They have Kevin Love now.
Well, he's
not for long.
There. Who am I missing?
Well, didn't they get two guys in the draft?
Yeah, they got Clayton Jr. The guard out of Florida. They got Ace Bailey. They got Nurkic, and they've got Markkanen.
And they just acquired Kyle Anderson in the trade with the Heat. He should stay, even though Love won't.
I don't remember who else is there.
Kyle Filipowski.
Oh yeah, the Dookie.
Dookie.
With his weird, like, dated the babysitter thing. Remember that?
You're going to win 18 games.
Isaiah Collier? Is he still there?
You can't help but win 18 games. Nah, they'll win 18 games. Well, 18 and a half.
Well, place your bet.
There you go. I will. I'm going to place an over on the Blazers, and I'm going to place an over on the Jazz, which sounds just terrible value there, but I'm going to do it anyways.
And that wraps up Fun with Odds. It almost took us the whole damn show.
I love that.
Unbelievable. We talked about...
We had muscle talk.
The odds on getting Damian Lillard. We talked about the over-under win totals. We talked about NFL first coach fired. We talked about NBA expansion. Come on!
No. Well, and again, we weaved.
Wow!
And bobbed. I have a new fun game for you.
I do love fun games.
It pertains to something from last night in sports. And we'll get to that next on The Fan. All right! Last night in baseball, we had history. Or did we? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to think if we...
China!
We did not have history.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
no, but
Kershaw
it was,
the other night it was made history.
What he... Oh.
Yeah, 3,000...
3,000 Ks.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3,000 Ks.
No, Manny Machado... It was a cool night in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
where Manny Machado got his 2,000th hit.
Oh, all right. That's cool. Night.
Yeah, 2,000, you know.
Yeah.
That's
a milestone, but not history.
Right. History is 3,000 for those that are playing along at home.
2,000 is like on the road to history?
Yeah, I mean, but 2,000 is a good accomplishment.
Yes.
So, cue the music there, Maestro, if you may, or if you will, if I may, if we all will and may. I have a game that I have created for you. Does he have 2,000 hits?
Oh, God!
Okay.
I have 20 names. If you do not get 13,
mm-hmm.
Dusty said he will fire you on the spot.
Son of a gun.
Although he's already gone home for the day.
You so he can't fire me?
Well, he would fire you tomorrow.
What if he's not listening?
Hopefully he's not.
Okay.
Raul Ibanez. Former Mariner great.
Yeah, I'll bet you Raul Ibanez had 2,000 hits.
One for one.
Yeah.
2,034.
Mm-hmm. Some of that, too, is you just got to play for a long time.
Sean Green. Remember him?
I do remember Sean Green.
He was a hottie.
No, he doesn't have 2,000 hits.
He got 3 hits more than 2,000.
Son of a gun.
How about that?
That Sean Green.
The great Terry Pendleton.
Yeah, Terry Pendleton has 2,000 hits.
Wow. I was surprised by that myself.
Dude, Terry Pendleton, for a long time, was one of the best hitters in the bigs. He had a high average.
He was a very good hitter. He only got 1,897 hits.
Wow. Did he win? I mean, he won at least one batting title. I thought he maybe had a couple.
Won an MVP. Took one from Bonds.
Terry Pendleton has an MVP?
I'm pretty sure he won one when they retired, giving it to Barry Bonds, I think.
What?
Well, he was kind of like the original Kung Fu Panda because he was always fat and out of shape. I'm going to look up and see what... is he at 270? Career highlights. Yeah, he won... oh, my God.
MVP in 91.
He only made one All-Star team.
Terry Pendleton only made one Wow.
But he won an MVP. He's a 3-time Gold Glove winner, and he won one batting championship, and he's in the Braves Hall of Fame.
He was also on a team with a lot of All-Stars all the time.
Why do we think of him as so much better than he was? I mean, he was pretty good.
I don't know.
But
I don't know why I...
He's one of those guys you just had to see him play to appreciate how good he was, because we all saw him play, and so therefore we think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm under the... I was under the impression that Terry Pendleton was much better. Like, the fact that Sean Green has it and Terry Pendleton doesn't. Well, I guess some of that is you win an MVP,
You are trending poorly to keep your job. Does he have 2,000 hits? AJ Pierzynski, noted douchebag catcher.
He is a noted douchebag
catcher.
Yeah,
he's awful.
The fact that you have him on here, because my initial reaction to AJ Pierzynski is there's no way AJ Pierzynski has 2,000 hits.
Right.
But the fact that you put him on here leads me to believe that he does.
It's like Princess Bride right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say that douchebag, and he is, everyone hates him, I'm going to say he does have 2,000 hits.
He does. 2,043, believe it or not.
That son of a gun.
Ryan Braun. Noted
steroid user?
Roidster.
See, again.
This is a good one.
And MVP.
And kind of a douchebag.
And kind of a douchebag.
He could rake, though.
See, he's the opposite. He I'm assuming that he's on here. You think he has 2,000 hits, which means he doesn't.
Princess Bride again.
I'm saying no.
That is correct.
Ron doesn't have 2,000
hits. Yeah, after he went off the sauce, he tanked quickly.
By 1963.
If you don't know, he's the guy that was so indignant about how possibly, like, there's no way I could do roids. How dare you? And then he got popped for roids.
He got popped for roids, and then on top of that, he tried to wiggle his way out of it by claiming chain of command because, like, the FedEx driver took his pee sample home.
Yeah, he
with
tried
him.
To get someone fired over the mishandling of his tainted piss.
Johnny Damon. Does he have 2,000 hits?
Ooh, Johnny Damon.
Played for a long time.
Played for a long time, but was hurt a lot. So I don't have a good feel on this one. I feel like this could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt a lot, played a lot.
Leadoff batter, got a lot of ABs.
I'm going to say I'm going to say Johnny D.
That's correct. He almost got to 3,000.
He had a lot of poon, and he had a lot of hits.
2,769 hits for Johnny Damon.
Huh.
He is on. He is oftentimes renting a yacht and is on Below Deck. He's on there.
The fact that you know that.
Oh, he's been on there multiple times.
Yeah.
I love Below Deck.
Well, and your wife loves Johnny Damon.
And I tell you what, he is a colossal douchebag.
Is he?
Yeah, although I will say the crew ends up really liking him. So that means he's like he treats the crew well.
Is he still super handsome?
No, he's fat now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's pretty fat. He parties.
I didn't see that coming from Johnny Damon.
He and his crew party. And they're kind of douchey. Duke Snider, the great. Duke Snider. By the way, you've rattled off 3 in a row here. It's very good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he did. He did get fat. Boy, he doesn't even look like he cut his hair. He's going bald. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a hard That's hardly because Johnny parties. Johnny Damon was a handsome
dude.
Yeah,
he was. Ah. Duke Snyder, go.
Duke Snyder.
Yeah. The great.
Again, I'm doing the Princess Bride thing here. It's Duke. He has to have 2,000 hits, but the fact that you're even putting him on here, he doesn't have 2,000 hits.
He does, you idiot. 2,116. Paul O'Neill. Yankee great, Paul O'Neill.
Yankee great Paul O'Neill.
Remember him?
I do.
Big left,
him.
Big lanky lefty, was kind of a red ass.
I like Paul O'Neill. I got nothing against Paul O'Neill. Yeah, I'm gonna say Paul O'Neill has 2,000 hits.
2,105. You are trending better. You now have 5 of the 8.
Whew.
Got to get to 13. Dale Murphy.
Yeah, Dale Murphy has 2,000 hits.
2,111.
Yeah.
Not as many as I thought, by the way.
No, I would have thought he would have had more than that. I didn't think that one was going to be that close. Two-time MVP and should be in the Hall of Fame and is not, and that's a travesty.
Ken Griffey Sr.
Ooh.
Not the Junes.
Not the Junes, huh?
Senior.
No, I'm going to say he does not have 2,000 hits.
He does. 2,143. Better player than you think, Ken Griffey Sr. Mm. Andrew Jones.
Boy, that's pretty good.
That's going to be right on the number.
That's going to be right there. Because I think of him as Andrew Jones, the start of his career was phenomenal.
I think of him a little bit more power hitter than just hits hitter.
He was awesome.
He played a great center field. He's got to have 2,000 hits, doesn't he? Or do we go with the Princess Bride thing?
He's got like 1,988. Yeah. Like
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, he doesn't have it.
Good call. He has 1,933.
See, again, he's another guy that I assume is better. The fact that AJ Pierzynski has more hits than Andrew Jones
crazy.
Just doesn't seem to work with me.
Okay.
Where's Mike Greenwell when I need him?
Do they have 2,000 hits? Ian Kinsler.
Kinsler? Yeah, he has 2,000 hits.
This one's going to hurt. He has 1,999 hits.
Oh!
Oh, for God's sake.
How does
sakes.
He not get a cup of coffee with somebody
right?
to scratch the last one off?
Right? Juan Gonzalez. Oh,
ooh.
Steroid fan.
He has to have.
That's what
he
I thought.
For like eight,
you're wrong.
For like 8 million years.
He's got like 400 homers.
Dude, this is amazing.
Juan Gonzalez does not have 2,000 hits.
He hit 1,900 and he had 1,936 hits.
How many dingers does it say?
Well, I thought he hit over 500, didn't he?
Did he?
Maybe not 500.
Look
yeah, look that up for me, will you?
Dude, I just, that, and he played forever. Let's see what old.
And he seems like he hit 335 forever.
Yeah. Look up old Juan for his career. Batting average. Yeah, he hit 295 for his career.
434 dingers.
434, okay.
434, and he didn't get to 2,000 hits.
Isn't that wild?
Boy, that's one that I wouldn't have given two thoughts about.
Lance Berkman.
Ooh.
Yeah, Berkman got to 2,000.
I would think so.
Jeez.
That one surprised me too. He was good.
He was a professional hitter, that guy.
1,905 hits.
Did he fall apart and not play long enough?
I don't know.
Again, I think of am I just wrong when
yes,
I think of Lance
wrong.
Berkman as a
as he
a,
was good. But I just don't think he was good long enough.
Hmm.
Jason Kendall, catcher. Pirates catcher.
Now I don't even know where to go anymore.
Yeah, I got you. I got your head spinning.
I'm
throwing change-ups.
Berkman played 14 seasons, though. That
you've
stuns
got a,
me.
You've got a couple that should have been. Kendall's going the other way. I'm going to say Kendall gets 2,000 hits.
2,195 hits, believe it or not. Eric Hosmer of the great Kansas City Royals.
I don't think you would have put him on there if because you love Eric Hosmer.
I do love Eric.
I don't think you would have put Hosmer on there if he didn't have 2,000
See, I think
hits.
He just got there recently.
So I'm going to say he's got it.
Never got it. 1,753.
Oh, not that close either.
Okay, you have 8. You have, let's see, 1, 2, 3. There's only 4 left. So you have officially failed. You will be fired tomorrow.
Son of a gun.
But for the sake of the program, we'll keep you on today.
We'll keep going.
Edgar Renteria. This is a good one, too.
Actually,
I think these last 4 are great ones.
Yeah, I'm going to say Edgar Renteria got to 2,000 hits.
He did. 2,327 hits.
Okay.
That's a lot more than I think a lot of people would have thought.
Yeah.
Nick Markakis.
Nick Markakis.
Oh,
Remember that dude?
I would think no way, but that probably means that he does.
I don't have any sort of feel on this, but the fact that he's on the list.
See, my feel would be no chance, but the fact that he's bottom up,
where Princess Bride it, he got it.
That is correct. 2,388 hits.
2,300 hits for that guy?
That blows me away.
Yeah.
If you haven't taken anything from today's show, which you probably haven't, take away that Nick Markakis had 500 more hits than Lance Berkman.
Yeah, what?
Doesn't seem right.
And then finally, two left, we have Lou Brock.
That, really?
What?
Seems like a layup.
The great Lou Brock.
It seems like a layup. But you, no, he didn't get it. He didn't get 2,000 hits.
You're an idiot. He has over 3,000 hits.
I thought you were doing the Princess Bride thing
again. I screwed you again. 3,023.
He wants your ass fired.
But I will say, Lou Brock, of all the, because I was trying to find a guy who had over 3,000 that I would that could even be debated on this list.
Yeah.
And there was only one, and it is Lou Brock.
The only reason I went there is because I just thought there's no reason you would bring him up unless it was going to be the shock of shocks.
Well, you have 9 right, 9 wrong, and apparently I didn't do 20. I only have 19. So here is the last one, and it's a good one.
Okay.
Nomar Garciaparra. Does he have 2,000 hits?
He was hurt a lot.
Yeah, he was.
And the peak wasn't the peak wasn't great.
Hell of a hitter, though.
He was a hell of a hitter, but the peak wasn't that long.
Nomar.
No. I'm going to say no.
That is correct. Nomar Garciaparra, 1,747 career hits.
At one point, Nomar was the man. And then it just...
and then he wasn't. And then it until he wasn't.
Until he wasn't.
And that is the new fun game of does he have 2,000 hits?
I went above 500. I'm counting that as a win.
You did. You got 10 out of 19.
You know what? It's saving my job right there.
You need... Well, no,
well, not according to the parameters of the game.
Actually, no. It isn't. You will be fired in the morning, but let's have a great last hour and a half together.
Oh, yeah. Dusty sent us a text to our thread with just a Trump gif that says, you fired.
You fired. coming up next, oh boy, the Major League Baseball celebrity softball game roster is out.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm very excited about this.
Why did you turn off your mic in order to talk?
Well, I thought we were going to a break, and so I wasn't going to talk in the tease, but I got excited about the
yeah, you're excited.
Celebrity
tight sports pants over there. From
I did get a little fired up.
Skukinik.
I'm guessing I've heard of 4 of these people.
Well, we'll see. Is it better or worse than the NBA? Next, here's Buck.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone said, do you remember the Nomar Jeter debate? Yes, I do.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Nomar Jeter, who's better?
Longevity in sports is that's just something that you can't predict. I mean,
well, and a lot of people kind of, a lot of people kind of poo-poo it.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't.
No. I mean, which would you rather be? It's like would you rather have like 5 or 6 years where you are just, you're just red hot and then everything kind of goes off the rail and you end up with like a 11 year career and it's whatever. Or do you want a 15 year career where maybe you never reached the peak, but for 15 years, you were just a damn good player. Maybe you had 1 or 2 years that were, great years, the 15 year career, but we, it's like the Terrell Davis, like in the NFL versus like Frank Gore. Like you'll never think of Frank Gore like you will Terrell Davis, but Frank Gore had a much better career than
Terrell
Davis.
Fourth all-time leading rusher in NFL history.
Well, it kind of bothers me. Like you always hear the term compiler.
Yeah.
I hate that. Compiler.
He played for a long time.
It means they were good for a long time.
Yes.
Like they always say that about Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens was far from a compiler.
Oh God, yeah. Roger Clemens, I mean, the steroid stuff, if we didn't have the steroid stuff, we would talk about Roger Clemens as top 3 pitcher of all time. I think he won, was it 7 Cy Youngs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Roger Clemens,
I'm guessing a lot.
Roger Clemens is the Barry Bonds of pitchers. That we
one,
just
two, three,
don't.
Four.
So Roger Clemens won 354 games.
Seven Cy Youngs, that's right.
A 3.12 ERA. He had 4,600 strikeouts. He two times World Series champ, won an MVP, seven Cy Young awards, two Triple Crowns, led the bigs in wins four times.
11-time All-Star.
Seven times led the league in ERA. I mean, 20 strikeouts in a nine-inning game, did it twice.
Is seven Cy Youngs the most of any pitcher ever?
I think maybe Nolan might have seven.
He might also have seven.
Cy Youngs ever. I think seven might be tied.
No, Clemens has the most.
No, Clemens has the most.
It looks like Steve Carlton and Greg Maddux each won four.
How many did? Why did we think that?
Well, Nolan has seven no hitters. That might be what we're thinking of.
Sorry. Yeah, Clemens has seven. Randy has five. Maddux four. Carlton four. Verlander three. So, dude, the only other person, like, the closest is five. Roger Clemens, minus the steroid stuff, take top three out of it. You could make a case in modern history, take Warren Spahn and Cy Young out of it. You could make the case that if you remove the steroids from the equation, well, there is no case. Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player of all time. And if you're going to put it in those categories, then Roger Clemens is the best pitcher of all time. But neither one of them gets thought about. But at least with Bonds, we give the caveat of he was the best ever. But with Clemens, we don't even mention Clemens when we talk about those guys. And I get that Clemens was an ass, but Bonds was an ass too. I mean, you can make the case that Bonds was a bigger ass than Roger Clemens. And yet we don't give Clemens the same sort of asterisk that we do Bonds. We just kind of forget about him.
Text, would you rather be Sandy Koufax or Jamie Moyer?
Well, that's different.
Yeah, you're being a smart ass, but, sir.
Would you rather be Nick Markakis or Lance Berkman?
Ooh. Lance Berkman.
Yeah,
of
right?
course.
Well, okay. How about this?
I think he won a title, didn't he, with St. Louis? Or am I wrong?
Did he win one?
Lance?
Did they win a World Series that career, the Killer Bees?
No, it was St. Louis, I think.
Oh, it was St. Louis. Yeah, he might have been on one of those.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, how about this? Would you rather be, because this is a better one. Would you rather be Sandy Koufax or would you rather be Tom Glavine?
Ooh. Koufax was maybe the best pitcher ever.
Yeah. But what did his peak last? 6 years?
Yeah, five, I think.
Five?
I think he was five real amazing seasons.
Tommy Glavine was great for 12, 13 years. Won 300 games.
He was.
2,600 strikeouts. Went to 10 All-Star games, two Cy Young Awards, and one World Series. And Glavine's a, yeah. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, no doubt. He won 300 games, but Glavine was very rarely, I mean, Glavine wasn't even the best pitcher on his own team, but Glavine played for a long time, and I think he kind of gets lumped into that. He was very good for a long time. So that's, which would you rather be? How about Jack Morris would be another one of those?
I'd rather be Koufax over Morris, but I could be talked into Glavine over Koufax.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Glavine was better than Koufax, I'm just saying, we're talking about longevity versus...
Yeah.
By the way, Lance Berkman did win the World Series with the Cardinals when they beat the Rangers.
Okay. See, I think I would take the...
So I'm taking Berkman.
Yeah.
I think I would take the 15-year career. I mean, even if you didn't get to... I would rather take 15 years and be a borderline Hall of Famer than having 5 years of... I was the best you ever saw, and then I just, you know, my body betrayed itself and it melted down. Give me the 15 years, man.
Okay, coming up next... We will get to the celebrity softball game rosters.
Thank God.
And I tell you, it's slim pickings. One guy is on here, and they won't even put his name because no one knows it.
Is it more embarrassing to play in the celebrity softball game than the basketball game?
Hold on. You've got two different questions coming at me here. What did you just ask?
I said, is it because it's more embarrassing to play in the celebrity softball, you're going to look more like a buffoon.
No, I think you look worse playing basketball.
I think basketball makes the average man look worse.
Yeah. Because I think the idea is that most people think they can play basketball, whereas most people don't think they can catch a ball or swing a bat. Because you don't do it very often. Whereas a lot of idiots think that they can pick up a basketball and like, oh man.
I think you look worse playing basketball than softball if you're doing it poorly.
I think the average man's jumper makes it really look bad. Really
like you
horrible
look like
by
Darren Revelle out there.
But we're not necessarily talking about the average guy. You're talking about, quote, celebrities that think they can do this. And I think a lot of average...
Yeah, but they're still average athletes.
I think most people think that if you gave them a choice between picking up a basketball or having to field a grounder, or God forbid you strike out playing softball, I think the fear of that is much greater than basketball.
Well, that's a different question. You will look worse playing basketball. You will be exposed as a joke worse playing basketball. Mm. Now, if you're you flipped it. Now you're saying, is it a fear thing? Yeah, I think I think people are scared. They just think they can run around on a basketball court.
Yeah.
Softball, I think they're going to be afraid to have to make a play.
Some people are scared of the ball.
You're up there.
They're going to have to make a play.
All by yourself, and someone's underhanding the ball to you, and you're like, I don't think I can hit this.
All right, we'll get to the rosters. And yes, okay, so to answer your question, Buckley, there is a guy whose name, he's a celebrity. You will recognize him, but you will not know his name.
And they don't either?
No one does.
So how do you identify him?
He's this guy.
Okay.
Next on The Fan.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, Miz of the Brewers, the Miz guy, the rookie.
Mizorowski.
He has now struck out. So Shohei Ohtani's homer to open the game.
Yeah.
He has since struck out 12 of the next 14 batters.
The Polish Punisher.
It's insane. Dude, he is mowing the Dodgers down.
And they're going to pull him after like 5 innings.
Well, he's got
74 pitches now.
Yeah, 74.
But
so
you
he
see, Skeens was doing that the other night against, I think it was the Mariners. Skeens, I don't believe, had given up a run. And he was 5 innings. He threw 5, I believe, shutout innings. And he had like 78 pitches and they yanked him.
Yeah, they're scared of pitch counts with the young guys. Yeah. So he's now pitched 5 innings tonight against the Dodgers. He has 12 strikeouts.
Yeah. And watch him.
And the Brewers are leading 2-1.
Wheeler the other day for the Phillies, who's having a hell of a year, they let him throw a complete game.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this.
That doesn't happen.
Once the pitchers are built up, that there are some teams, the Giants being one of them, that are stretching out their pitchers to pitch more, not less. Yeah. They think that will help their arms as opposed to the pitch counts.
Yep. Well, is there, I'm like.
By the way, Nolan Ryan never won a Cy Young.
No.
Did
we
it
was just the no-hitters we were confused with.
But, you know, he never won a Cy Young. Isn't that wild?
That is wild. Well, he's like the ultimate debate of, you know.
He was awesome.
He was awesome. I'm looking to see how many.
Not much of a debate for me, but.
No, it's just that.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, he gets the.
Compiler.
He was never like the, by not winning one of those Cy Youngs, he was never one of the most elite pitchers. Like, he might not have ever had the best stuff, but.
A lot of people saying he was a compiler, which I think is bullshit. He was awesome.
I think there's only been, according to this, and I don't know if they're in counting Wheeler's not, but I believe 6 complete games this entire year.
That's wild.
In Major League Baseball.
Okay, celebrity softball game, MLB, worse than NBA.
How many have I heard of?
Okay, ready? Drewski.
Yeah.
He's the...
You know him?
I know him.
Is he the...
He's the big heavy dude.
He's the black guy.
Yeah, he's the black heavy guy. He's like the most famous YouTube streamer.
I think he's an influencer.
He's a social media influencer.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's in a bunch of commercials and stuff, too.
And
he's
by the way,
mainstream as
he does the NBA game as well.
Yeah, he does.
I think that's all this guy does is he just finds a way to get in front of a camera.
Funny Marco.
Nope.
No idea who Funny Marco is.
Comedian.
His name is Funny Marco?
Yes.
Boy, that's a rough bit if you're not that funny.
Boy.
Okay. It says social media personality as well.
Yeah, that means he's a social media guy. Yeah.
Ellie Duncan. You know her?
That's the Sports Center anchor. Yeah. Elle Duncan. Yeah.
Oh, Elle?
I think it's Elle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a hot. Eladio Carrion.
I got.
Nope.
I got nothing.
He is a Latin rapper and singer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Jake Storiali?
Jake Kessel, my ass. What? Who the hell is that?
Dude, he is Jomboy Media co-founder.
Okay. Well, so he's an internet funny person.
Yeah,
have you ever seen those Jomboy MLB breakdowns where they like they slow a whole sequence down to like 4 or 5 minutes and they narrate all the things that were being said between umpires?
He does
and
those?
He does that.
Okay, great. Maybe falls a little short of celebrity, but...
Boy. Oh, very short of celebrity,
I'm sure his
but...
his videos are wonderful.
This is,
well,
this is a rough show.
He's probably the biggest social media baseball account, I would think.
Jenny Finch still
hey,
alive.
Hey, Jenny
remember
Finch.
Her?
She does this every year.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
This is her Super
Back
Bowl.
Back in the day, I don't know how that's aged.
What
but
a hottie.
I loved.
What a hottie.
I loved Jenny Finch.
What a hottie.
I remember when she gassed one by Piazza.
I don't know what Jenny Finch is doing now. I'm assuming
this, every year, once a year.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that that's all she does.
I think she may have married someone famous. Am I wrong? Hey, still looking good, Jenny. Got a couple kids.
Actively involved in promoting softball and female athletics.
Okay.
They did just unleash a new pro softball league on ESPN that I'm sure she's trying to help promote.
Actively involved. That's very vague. Like, what does that mean?
She's someone in softball that people know, and so when softball things happen, people call her. That would be my guess.
Hmm. She got a great ass!
Yeah, she married a Major League Baseball player. Was it Casey Daigle? Deagle?
Never heard of him.
Jerry Lorenzo.
Nope.
You guys know who that is?
Should I?
I don't know. Founder of Fear of God. I don't know what that means.
Oh, God. That is a... Fear of God is a t-shirt that will cost you several, like, hundreds of dollars.
So this is like Ed Hardy?
Yeah. Okay. It's a clothing...
Well, that sounds douchey.
It's a clothing maker and everything. It's just like a sweatshirt and it'll say Fear of God on it and it's... very expensive.
And so that guy's in the celebrity softball game.
Apparently.
Okay. Do you guys know actor Michael Kelly?
Yeah.
House of Cards?
Yeah.
What?
Special Ops? Lioness?
Michael
I don't
Kelly?
Know. He doesn't look familiar to me. Mariah the Scientist? Have you ever heard of
who
her?
Is...
I'm busy looking up Michael. Mariah the Scientist.
Michael Kelly, I know. I've seen him in a handful of dramas, including House of Cards.
All right, I know
you
that
You know
dude.
That guy?
Well, he's just... If you watch enough movies...
He's a character actor.
He's a character actor. Yeah. How did they get him?
I think he
what
has...
What do you think he's doing? He's not doing anything.
Well, I know, I'm just saying,
well, I think he has Atlanta ties, and so that's where this is, right, in Atlanta?
Yeah.
So I think it's a local tie.
A lot of them are Atlanta.
I was going to say, dude, that is the most random, like, character actor...
Like, I'm seeing a link here of him coming to the Braves game to help them launch a new apparel line or something. Okay. So he's like quasi-local celeb that they involve. It's like when the Blazers bring in Kelly a coin as Dollar Bill, okay. You know?
I was going to say, because he's not even a good character actor.
Mike Towers. I'm going to speed this up here. Nikki Cass, some sort of influencer guy.
No idea.
Prince Royce.
Nope.
Natasha Watley. She's a softball Olympian.
Nope.
A couple of hots, Maria Taylor and Jordan Chiles.
Well, I know
will
I,
be
I,
participating.
Oh, so the Maria, that's the gymnast and then the Sports Center anchor, right?
Yeah.
I think she's now the NBC. Isn't she the host of like Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, Maria Taylor.
Yeah,
she is hot.
Yeah.
Candy Burris, who is Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Nice.
Ronnie DeVoe.
Is that of...
Of New Edition?
Oh, I was thinking...
Belle Biv DeVoe. Yeah, why did I say
that
New Edition
girl
first?
Is poison. They, when you said DeVoe, I was like, wait, Belle Biv DeVoe?
Jermaine Dupri will
How
be participating.
We...
Oh, money at a thing.
Yeah. Wait, we are down to Belle Biv DeVoe?
Yeah.
You couldn't get Belle or Biv?
Quavo.
Oh, come on, that's Quavo that's of the Migos.
Yeah, Quavo, okay. Yeah. And then here's the guy who I was saying no one knows his name. They just put on the roster... Mm-hmm. They put his photo, and they put Capital One Bank guy.
So the guy that does
the Capital One Bank guy. You know this guy. Look at the guy right there on the top left.
That would be like if they did the Mac versus PC guy. Remember the whole Mac versus PC?
Flow, perhaps?
Yeah.
Flow, exactly.
Or at least Flow has a name.
The Mayhem guy.
The Mayhem guy,
yeah. Most interesting man in the world. They got the Capital One Bank guy?
Yeah, must be the sponsor of the event.
Boy, that is the... Whoever was in charge of putting this roster together should be fired.
It's bad. We also have Storm Reid, Wizen, and Young Miko.
No idea who any of those people are.
Storm Reid is an actress. She was on The Last of Us. Wizen is a two-time Latin Grammy-winning rapper and singer.
I watched The Last of Us. Who the hell is Storm Reid?
And Young Miko is a Puerto Rican rapper.
I love Young Miko.
Storm Reid here.
She must not have played a big role. I watched both of that, both seasons of The Last of Us, and have played the video game Storm Reid.
Well, if you need to see all these hot celebrities in one place, the All-Star Softball Game is Saturday, July 12th in Atlanta.
God. That is...
That's a bad lineup. So that's worse than the NBA?
We owe the NBA celebrity.
That is worse than the NBA.
Well, I tell you what, the female lineup is pretty good. You got Finch, Maria Taylor, Jordan Chiles,
yeah.
Natasha Watley.
I think I've heard of more of the females than I have the males.
Yeah. L. Duncan, but dude.
In fact, the only male that I've heard of is that Drewski guy, and the only reason I know Drewski is because he was in the basketball All-Star game. You're just the founder of Fear of God and Michael, is his name Michael Kelly?
Michael Kelly.
All right, coming tomorrow, the shortest day in history, and now you can stay in bed all day. Two separate stories next on The Fan.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.